Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
For some reason, D-Max in here.
Hey.
From
hi.
From this altitude is so cool. Next door. What are you doing in here?
First of all, what an honor. Thank you for inviting me in here, and I'll make it quick. Katie told me the most ridiculous story at the holiday party the other day.
Okay.
Because her mother is so out of line, it is beyond reproach. The whole I don't get on a plane as a 68-year-old, as if she's a 90-year-old invalid, is so
He's coming
bizarre.
In hot after your mom.
You should have heard him at the party. Your mom's stupid.
So there's a backstory. Katie's going to North Dakota, for people that don't know. Katie's going to North Dakota for Christmas this year.
Yes. Yeah.
And because your mom won't come out here, she won't fly.
And
that's
she has
just
to watch my brother's dog.
Another ridiculous moment, but we can get to that later.
So you're pissed because her mom won't get on a plane and come out here.
Well, I'm not. It doesn't affect me. So
I feel a sense of being pissed.
I just know her mom is taking advantage of her. And Katie had plans. I don't know if you want to talk about what.
Oh, yeah.
What
no, they know I wanted to go to Santa Fe and live it up and be bougie. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. We don't know how many Christmases mom has left, though.
She's 68. Yeah. She
we
has
don't
a
know.
Million Christmases.
We don't know.
No, we know she's 68.
We don't know. We don't know.
No, we know. No, Jeremy. And frankly, we don't care.
And it's a respect issue. It's a respect thing.
This is a North Dakota, you got to be kidding me, egomaniac moment from mom.
No.
She should get her ass on a dog sled and get herself down here. The fact that she says
she's
afraid
scared.
Of what?
She's scared of flying. Are you not afraid of anything?
I'm not afraid of getting on an airplane, Jeremy.
Yeah, but there's things that you're probably afraid of and people's not are going to force you to do it because you're afraid, right?
Tell me
what you're afraid of.
I'm afraid of getting fired every 5 seconds.
Well, join the club.
Well, right.
Join the club.
No, I mean, this is a manipulative situation by Katie's mom. She should go to Santa Fe.
It's a respect issue on Katie's part.
And let me
mom
tell you
mom feels uncomfortable, so she's hopping a plane and going to see mom. Respect your elders. That's
mom,
why we respect you.
Mom makes up excuses for her children to dote on her that she's probably been doing her whole life.
She has.
And Katie is an enabler.
Do you remember I told you she used to have us set her alarm every night because she didn't know how to do it. And she was just like, well,
her
you
mom
guys
is
will
confused
do
and
it.
Clumsy.
Her mom's 68.
Do you know
her
the
mom
one?
Is, her mom is a dozen years younger than the president of the United States.
Do you know the one little tidbit about her mom?
She's a complete narcissist?
No.
Listen, this might affect your stance on this.
What?
Katie's mom only has one eye.
So what?
And this is a true story.
Katie's mom has one eye,
so maybe she's uncomfortable with flying.
Is she flying the plane?
She can't see the seats on the right-hand side of the plane, so if she's sitting on the right-hand side, she's not going to know where to sit, dude.
Oh, yeah, because Stevie Wonder never got on a plane. Great, great point. And also, let me tell you, this dog thing, is people with the dog excuses drive me nuts. You got the dog, boo-hoo. They use it as a crutch, and you know who you are, you dog people.
Yeah.
That you, because I'm a cat person. Yeah. I'm a proud cat person. What's up, Tay-Tay?
I can see that.
I'm a cat guy, okay?
Because cats are a-holes, so I can see that.
Baloney. Cats are awesome. Cats rule. Cats have independence
and
a mind of their own.
Cats go in the litter box, and then they walk all over your kitchen counter. So you got fecal all over your house,
dogs
dude.
Make you clean up their crap on the street with a bag.
Yeah, but that's on the street. You got fecal on your counters. This is why I don't do company potlucks, is because people like you, dude.
Listen, let me tell you. There's a place to... There's always somebody who can watch your dog. There's a neighbor, there's a relative, or there's a service. Don't be a cheap ass and put your dog in doggy daycare. What, there's no doggy daycare in North Dakota?
No, there's probably a couple.
Honestly, you probably could just go put the dog down.
No! Well, that's extreme. Escalated quickly,
Jeremy. I wouldn't go there, Jeremy.
My gosh.
Is that too far?
By the way,
sorry, I apologize for going too far.
It's not the mother's dog. Talk about this.
It's my brother's dog.
Yeah, listen. Who lives at home?
Listen.
Why doesn't he move out?
Can I tell you one little tidbit about the dog that you don't know?
It's got one eye?
It only has three legs.
All right, I've said my piece.
They take care of each other.
You are
really
filled with a lot of Christmas hate right now, and it's making me uncomfortable. Are you always this fired up?
I am filled with Christmas love for Katie.
Oh, thank you.
I'm looking out for Katie and this parent dependence.
Are your parents
prep.
Still around?
Yeah,
just
barely.
Curious.
Who knows?
So, if your parents were uncomfortable with something and they didn't want to come out here, would you just be a good son and go see them though? Or you would dig your feet in the sand and say, no, hell no, I'm staying in Colorado. I'm never seeing you guys
again. It's all relative to, I'll use a little Sean Payton there, to the situation itself. But in Katie's particular circumstance, when she had a fun plan for herself, which she deserves, Her mom is stepping in a pile of poo. By the way, her sister and brother are happy to see Katie take one for the team on this one.
Yeah.
Because they're getting the hell out of Dodge because they don't want to deal with it.
I love you two just going back.
I have been in the studio with Katie for the past year.
Congratulations.
I'm going to tell you right now, she doesn't need a vacation that bad because honestly, she's been mailing it in for about 12 months. Honestly, she doesn't.
Jeremy,
if anything, she should be working over the holidays.
We can talk about that in the meeting we're going to have later. Personnel meeting. That's like, another issue.
I mean, she really doesn't deserve a vacation, but that's a whole other issue.
Well, you know.
But no, honestly, do you, like, I have a very serious question.
Yeah.
Before you come in to do your radio show, do you sit in the parking lot and have about 8 Red Bulls before you come in?
Good God, man. I don't need it because I'm high on Christmas spirit.
Yeah. Buddy the Elf, take a seat.
You are high on something, sir.
Well, enjoy North Dakota because you're being a sucker.
I am.
You're a sucker on
it's
Christmas.
It's 5 degrees there, D-Mac, so
Oh, never mind that.
Never mind
just how much North Dakota sucks.
Yeah.
Which it does.
She's also going home for Mom's home cooking.
Yeah,
like,
I get
she
fried
has been
chicken
bragging
day one.
About fried chicken and all this good food that Mom makes.
Uh-huh.
She's on her home turf in her kitchen, so she's going to have some good eating.
I do get that. Yeah. There's that.
Okay.
So,
the fried chicken. That's why I'm going to North Dakota. That famous North Dakota Fargo fried chicken.
And
they got nothing else to do but to perfect the fried chicken out there, man.
Yeah. We spend a lot of time in the kitchen. Okay.
I'm glad they got that nailed down with the three-legged dog and the one-eyed mom. And here's the fried chicken.
When she goes to fry the drumsticks, though, she misses the fryer because she can't see where it's at.
It's fine.
Oh, God. Okay. Well,
By the way, is this your show? Is this what you guys do?
This is generally what we do.
This is it, man.
You were asking the other day, like, what the hell are you guys doing there when you're not talking about points and stats and baseball bats? And I'm like, we just have fun.
This
we talk
we
about
do.
Life, man.
That's right. Points and stats and baseball bats. Thanks for boiling it down. By the way,
I made a song for you guys, didn't I? I was like, points and stats and points and stats. Hitting those balls with baseball bats.
Is there anything more wasted than promoting Jeremy at Ball Arena with his name up there? I got to look at Jeremy's name endlessly up there. And like
baseball bats.
At least Jeremy will never see his name there at Ball Arena.
No, yeah, he won't. He's never. Only pictures.
Right.
Only in pictures.
And then you got that tall guy over there with a basketball.
What's his name? I can't argue with you. That was spot on.
Isn't that spot on?
You know what's funny? We actually have two of them.
What do the sports guys talk about over there during, like, the Christmas season? Do you mix in any holiday cheer?
It's absolutely irrelevant. It's just whatever the next game is.
It's Jonas, is what it is.
Yeah, well, that's already come and gone. And then we look for the... Seriously, it's like there is no holiday. Over in the sports world, the only holiday thing is that the Broncos played the Chiefs on Christmas. I know you're hearing about this for the first time, but that actually that happens on Christmas this year.
And the Nuggets play the Timberwolves.
The Nuggets play the Timberwolves.
Yes.
And I'll tell
you
this:
I'm a big fan of football.
They played the Suns a couple of years ago on Christmas.
And the AG dunk.
The AG
That's
dunk
where
over,
that came
yes.
From.
It was the most hammered the crowd has ever been at a Ball Arena event that I've ever seen.
Yeah.
The most drinking I've ever seen, intoxicated crowd, was actually on Christmas Day for a Nuggets Suns game. So,
fantastic.
Part two.
Let's go.
Excellent. Thank you, I think, for
coming.
Thank
this
you.
Was really fun.
I think.
This was great. This is a checklist on the box to be on your show.
Well, thanks, buddy.
Yeah, I love it.
Next move, I'm coming over there. We're talking points and stats.
The only thing I wish I could say is here's the fate of Ophelia on Mix 100.
We'll put that
Damn,
up
I wish
you.
I had that queued
I
up.
I know.